And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 31st of March, 2012. It was on this day in 1918, daylight saving time, went into effect in this country for the first time. Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea. 1784, he was in Paris. He noticed that Parisians tended to sleep late in the morning, and he wrote an essay, tongue in cheek, arguing that sunlight was going to waste in the mornings and it would be much more appreciated in the evenings. It's the birthday of René Descartes, born in France, 1596, in the village of La Haye-en-Touraine, who has been called the father of modern philosophy, though he considered himself a mathematician. His book, Discourse on Method, was about the necessity of doubt in scientific inquiry. He also wrote about beginning to doubt everything about his life, even the fact of his own existence. But in the process of doing that, he realized he could not doubt the existence of his own thoughts. And so he produced his most famous line, "I think, therefore I am." It's the birthday of Andrew Marvel, born in Winestead, England, 1621, whose most famous poem, "To His Coy Mistress," "Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near." It's the birthday of the poet, novelist March Piercy, born Detroit, 1936, grew up one of the only white girls in a black neighborhood, became the first member of her family to go to college. Her first book was a collection of poems called Breaking Camp. Her most recent, a nonfiction book about Jewish Passover Seder called Pesach for the Rest of Us. And it was on this day in 1943 the musical Oklahoma opened on Broadway. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein had been teamed up with other partners, Rodgers with Lawrence Hart and Hammerstein with Jerome Kern. Their partners were not interested in a story about settlers in the West. And so Rodgers approached Hammerstein about it, and they created one of Broadway's most beloved musicals and also began one of its most successful partnerships, Oklahoma, an immediate smash hit. Ran for more than 2,200 performances. Here's a poem by March Piercy on her birthday, a poem entitled "The Good, the Bad, and the Inconvenient." Gardening is often a measured cruelty. What is to live and what is to be torn up by its roots and flung on the compost to rot and give its essence to new soil. It is not only the weeds I seize. I go down the row of new spinach, their little bright V's crowding, and snatch every other, flinging their little bodies, just as healthy, just as sound as their neighbors, but judged by me superfluous. We all commit crimes too small for us to measure, the ant soldiers we stomp, whose only aim was to protect, to feed their vast family. It is I who decide which beetles are good and which are bad, as if each is not whole in its kind. We eat to live, and so do they, the locusts, the grasshoppers, the flea beetles and aphids and slugs. By bad, I mean inconvenient. Nothing we do is simple, without consequence, and each act is shadowed with death. A poem of March Piercy, "The Good, the Bad, and the Inconvenient," from The Crooked Inheritance, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.